540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Immigration enforcement drew a full house in Milwaukee last night. Alderman Alex Brower told residents at the Vivarium last night that he's willing to take part in peaceful civil disobedience if ICE steps up operations here. Police leaders say they want to keep people safe but can't legally block federal agents. The event also mentioned a planned visit by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who was assaulted at a town hall in Minnesota last week. A weekend car crash in Brookfield turned into a police shootout and led to the arrest of a man now tied to a series of drive-by shootings in Waukesha. It's a lot to process. Police say the man ran from the crash near Barker and River Roads Saturday night and fired at officers who then shot back. He's now in the hospital in critical but stable condition. Investigators say ballistic evidence connects his gun to at least three recent drive-by shootings in Waukesha. Authorities say the attacks at this point appear random. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Longtime GOP State Senator Steve Noss has announced he won't run again after 35 years in the legislature. Noss from Whitewater reps the 11th, which includes areas west of I-94 in Racine and Kenosha counties and Walworth County. The 72-year-old is the second Republican state senator to recently announce a retirement. WisPolitics reports State Representative Amanda Nadweski from Pleasant Prairie and former State Representative Ellen Schutt from Clinton could run. Mayor Cavalier Johnson launched Black History Month with his fourth annual recognition awards. The event honored four local leaders for community impact at Bader Philanthropies. Among the honorees, Tahira Malik got the Outstanding Citizen Award for founding Samad's House, a top Midwest sober home for women. Muhib Dyer earned Community Connector for his I Will Not Die campaign, steering kids from violence. And Brewers baseball will look different this year. The team has ditched the FanDuel Sports Network. Mike Clemens will have more about that deal coming up in sports. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliot Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots. What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 23 for a high this afternoon with just a light north breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 7 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 24. We're headed back into the low to mid 30s by Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.